We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Friday on a Hochman and Crowder show. We're not going to let the Panthers' loss ruin our Friday. Still going to try to win some money. We've got Lee Sterling, sports handicapper. He's going to join us this hour. We're going to do our little prediction roundtable this hour. We started that last Friday. I'm putting my own money up. It's there for you to take it, Crowder or Solana or Dan Day, Jen Figueroa, Alex Dono will check in. I'm putting the money out there. Just grab it.
Call me Channing Sterling because I did my research this week, baby. I'm getting that bread this week. I was playing last week, week one. I'm getting that bread this week.
Scott Braun from MLB Network. He's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour today. The Panthers have us down, but the Marlins have us up. Marlins are doing something special. So that is interesting. I do want to ask him because the Marlins, and obviously not newsworthy, but baseball newsworthy, MLB Network, are they covering the Marlins now? They covered the hell out of them when they were sitting out with COVID. Yeah. They covered the hell out of them when they had 17 people, you know, that were infected with the virus. But I'm curious if the baseball world is looking at the Marlins going, wow, we have ourselves a story here. A story outside of COVID. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, they have to.
I think.
I'll tell you too, the rebuild. Like, can you take this and say the rebuild, the Derek Jeter, like something's going right? Yes.
I think so. I think you can. Because that's who they're grabbing from right now, right? Guys that they've had in the minors that they've been, bringing up through the ranks. So, yeah, I would say it bodes well for that.
It's funny because Panthers just got knocked out. Their season's over. So when you talked about the Panthers in Quinville, I gave him a pass. Like, oh, it's COVID. Don't worry about it. So do you just give the pass on positive and negative? Because the Panthers are number one in their division right now.
Right.
Like, do you just say, oh, that's COVID, this is a crazy season? Or do you take more stock in positive or negative?
It's funny. I put less stock in everything in these circumstances just because it's like, you know, how do I put stock in? And I'm excited about the Marlins, and I think it bodes well for their future. And I'm excited that Don Mattingly's the winningest manager in Marlins history now because we really like him. But how can I put stock, really, that a week and a half layoff where they're holed up in a hotel room, not able to practice, that somehow the Marlins did something special to make them overcome that? Like, there's, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not putting much stock in anything. I'll wait till I see a real season. But that doesn't stop me from being super excited about the Marlins at the same time.
The building of the farm system and the roster with now having Mattingly, the winningest coach in Marlins history, and knowing how to figure out how to manage this season, it's just it seems harder to be good than just to say, oh, they're bad.
Like, no doubt.
Like the Lakers are getting the hell beat out of them, but you know they're going to figure it out. Where the Marlins are now the number one, like they're, what are they now? 6-1. Like
6-1.
Like Hawk, like if they were 1-6, we would laugh. But now they're 6-1, and we're not gonna give them that credit because of it.
No. Totally giving them the credit. But what is it? You think the Marlins were uniquely prepared to be in quarantine a week and a half in a hotel? Like, do you think they were uniquely prepared that Michael Hill and Don Mattingly were just uniquely prepared in their skill sets to be able to weather that storm? Like, I don't. I think
no.
It just is what it is. Like, that's why I'm not diminishing it because I love it. I'm watching Marlins games at night. Like, I mean, you did, like, if you'd said I was going to be doing that, I'd have told you were crazy, that I'm going to be too into the NBA restart and too into the NHL restart. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching Marlins games at night. So I am loving it. I'm a fan. I'm getting to know the players. But do I think it's because the Marlins have done something special that they've got the secret sauce? Like, not really. Pitbull has the secret sauce. That is bad. God bless Dolly.
I was saying, I agree with you, but I was thinking bigger picture, where the rebuild, where the Jeter, where getting rid of Samson and Loria, where it seemed like now this very, very different, very 60-game COVID season, though, you see Jeter's thought. You see Mattingly's goal with seeing what these young players can do.
That's I
guess
you
that angle. Yep. Yes, the bigger
I give
picture
you that.
Of it.
Correct. 100% in on that. Lee Sterling is going to join us with some picks in about 10 minutes. So let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
The Panthers did lose 5-1. They're out of the Stanley Cup playoffs officially. Why not? Just talking about the Marlins there, they beat the Orioles.
Hey, tell everybody what you told us during the break. Last time the Panthers won a playoff series, you were?
2 years old.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's unbelievable.
I'm 26.
I thought you were crazy. 96 is the last time they won one, huh?
Unbelievable.
The only time I think they've ever won a playoff series when they got to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Unbelievable.
Didn't they get swept in the finals? I don't want to. Let's not be negative.
Yeah, that's why last segment you guys were kind of just saying you give them a mulligan. And I guess, right, because of COVID.
Well,
and
this
whatnot.
Season
but,
is, yeah.
But to be fair, to play devil's advocate here, they weren't really slated to make the playoffs.
No, I mean, I'm with you. They probably were not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, so this was going to be a disappointing season.
Yes,
they got placed into the playoffs.
You give a fan base that last breath. We had that last breath. And about 10 minutes ago, it's all out of us. We passed away.
Took that last breath.
We are Jack sinking to the bottom of the ocean right now.
Hey, Islanders, get off the door. Move over.
There was no room for us on the NHL door.
The Islanders are blowing their whistle right now. The Islanders are blowing the whistle.
Can a brother get a doorknob? Let me just hold on to the knob or something. Goodness.
Very good. Gary Bettman is rowing his boat, and he's looking. He's looking. What? Is that the Islanders? Go get them.
The Marlins, we were just talking about them. They beat the Orioles 8-7, a four-game sweep of the Orioles, 5 straight for the fish.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Everybody's doing the fish.
Yeah.
They open up a 3-game set versus the New York Mets today. The Mets 5-8 on the season. Marlins 6-1, by the way, improved to 6-1. That's at 7:10 p.m. Sandy Alcantara gets the nod for the fish.
Somebody texts in, I think this is a great idea for when I give you guys a chance to win my money. The Hard Hawk Casino.
I love it. Make imaging. Dan, get ready. Solana, y'all get in the lab.
We are opening up the Hard Hawk Casino.
Like that. Thank you, Texter. I love
that's
that.
That's a good, strong. All right. What else, Solana?
The Miami Heat, they did lose to the Milwaukee Bucks yesterday. They'll play the Phoenix Suns tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. No Jimmy Butler, officially ruled out. Third straight game he'll miss here in the NBA bubble. Goran Dragic is still questionable.
Bro, do y'all know the Suns are undefeated?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Suns are 4-0. They whooping ass, averaging 117 points a game.
Had no idea. I thought they'd have been a bottom feeder.
Today, Eric Spoelstra said that the Heat really loved Devin Booker coming out of college. Remember, the Heat took Justice Winslow with the 10th pick. Booker went 13th. I mean, you have to imagine, right, looking back, how different this franchise would look with Devin Booker. And, I mean, look, you could do that with
you could do that, I was going to say, every draft.
Right. And maybe Jimmy Butler's not here. Bam might not be here. Tyler Hero. So I think the Heat are happy with where they're at. But, you know, playing what's it called? Just looking back, right? Devin Booker, a really good player.
Hey, hindsight 2020, if you were looking for that phrase. But
thank you.
hey, bro, Justice Winslow was a wasted draft pick. I don't care what y'all say about what could have happened. Justice Winslow was not a successful draft pick.
I disagree.
Bro, Justice damn Winslow, he was injured his entire career, and he's going to be the rest of his career.
I disagree. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that Justice Winslow is going to be a perennial all-star, but I think the Heat were happy with taking Winslow. I think that's kind of the type of player that they wanted to build here, and had it not been for injuries, Justice Winslow probably would have been a very impactful player on this roster.
I you think you're going out on a limb saying you don't think he's going to be a perennial all-star.
I mean, he's only 23.
I can confirm 24. He is not going to be a perennial all-star.
All right. But I wouldn't call Winslow
a bust. Minus injury, Solana, I would have been Ray Lewis.
Right.
If you feel that way about Justice Winslow, then I want you to jump on the crowd of Ray Lewis bandwagon then.
Impossible.
It's impossible for Justice Winslow.
The series opener between the Cubs and the Cardinals has been postponed. At least one more positive COVID-19 test in the St. Louis clubhouse was released today. That's now over 10 days that the Cardinals have not played.
Well, see if they come back like the Marlins. See who's good at this.
As long as they come back positive.
Yeah. Are you positive about that story?
I'm positive that the Connecticut Sun are going to get their ass beat tomorrow because
Connecticut
the Chicago
Sun
Sky
got the dub last night. And I got a direct message from Coach Katie Meyer from the Connecticut Sun. When they win, you win 40% off everything at the Connecticut Sun shop for the next 2 days. And Katie wanted to know if I was buying more merchandise. Damn right I am. You can win at the Hard Hock Casino later this hour. Connecticut Sun merchandise.
Tomorrow
Give my son some love. Forget about your look ahead.
I will.
Give me some Speedos, Hawk. Tighten the crotch. Small crotch.
They beat the Dallas Wings yesterday. A pretty convincing win. I don't have the score in front of me, but they won by double digits.
Tomorrow, though.
It's the matchup we've all been waiting for here on the show. The Chicago Sky face off versus the Connecticut Sun.
Yeah, that is Solana's team, the Chicago Sky. We'll have to have a little side bet, Solana.
I'm down. Put me down.
All right. Yeah. All right.
10 units.
10 units.
You had to give
us thinking more like I was thinking more like betting, you know, a pizza or something. I wasn't really going strong cash on this one, but whatever you want to do.
And finally, guys, the 49ers, they signed Deion Jordan to a one-year contract.
Oh, look at that. He's still in the league. Good for him. All right, you got weather?
Yeah, 91 degrees. I mean, want to talk about a bus crowder. I mean, you're throwing shade at Justice Winslow.
There's no argument on that one.
Bro, I'm going to start doing push-ups. There's certain names that get jobs. It makes me want to do push-ups again, and he's one of them.
Man, I mean, if you had said after his first two seasons with the Dolphins, where he barely played and was suspended and whatnot, that he'd be on a team in August of 2020, you'd say, no way, no way.
That honest, and I've seen this, and I don't know if people have noticed it, fans have noticed it. Some guys stay in the league with their God-given size. Like, he's a monster.
Right. You bring him in or you look at his physical attributes and you go, yeah, that guy, he's got to be good enough.
Yep. That's what it is. We can mold that body. Zach Thomas doesn't make it if he has a down season or gets suspended. But a guy like that, like you're saying, Hawk, 2020 and Deion Jordan is still getting damn NFL checks. I am amazed.
Unbelievable. Yep.
Right now in South Florida, 91 degrees currently, partly cloudy. In South Florida as well. Wind is moving east, 12 miles per hour. Dust and dander levels are extreme today, so keep that mask on, everybody, especially if you're going outside. That is your weather.
I mean, that's not really the reason to keep your mask on for the dust and dander. It's more for the virus, I would think, right?
Yeah, you don't want to come out positive for COVID-19.
COVID.
All right, COVID, that's cute. All right, Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. He's going to join us in the next segment. We'll try to win a little money with him. He's been on fire lately.
Y'all got to listen to me. I have been telling y'all about Lou Backrow Chevrolet and my good friend Eric Nunez. He is that dude over there. And Eric keeps me updated on all that's going on with the car business. And he's telling me there's a lot of fake deals and pricing going on right now. But I'm here to tell you, Lou Backrow Chevrolet has the lowest real prices anywhere. They're not going to tell you something online or on TV. Then you get down there and they start adding up all kind of crap and you're right back to what you didn't want to pay. Lou Backrow has the lowest prices and sells Chevys for less than anybody. I'm talking about sells them for less than anybody. Stop falling for the fake prices nonsense out there and go to Lou Backrow. Family owned and operated since the 50s, selling Chevrolet since the 50s, helping generation after generation on the best deals anywhere on a Chevy. Y'all know I drive my beautiful Silverado outside, and my Suburban. Got the Silverado. I'm giving y'all too much information about my driveway, but I love Chevys, and if you do, you will love Lou Backrow Chevys as well. Go to one of their two great locations, one in Coconut Creek and one in Pompano. Thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock and ready for immediate delivery. Shop online, they deliver it to you. Go to Coconut Creek or Pompano, Lou Backrow. You can test drive like normal, whatever you're comfortable with. Eric Nunez and his amazing staff want to make you comfortable and get you in a Chevy with the best prices anywhere. The price they show is the price you get. Go down to one of their locations, and you have to check out Lou Backrow Chevrolet. They will treat you like family, selling Chevy since the 50s and still going strong. The lowest prices anywhere, guaranteed. Lou Backrow Chevrolet, find new roads.
Going to try to win a little money next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hock and Crowder Show.
Adetokunbo for three.
Hock and Crowder.
That's our Lee Sterling song. Welcome in our 560 WQAM listeners, by the way. Panthers lost. Season is over. Panthers postgame show is over. So we are back on our simulcast, 790 and 560. Of compromising. Do you know who this is singing, Crowder?
Oh, yeah, that's Travis Tritt.
Be where the lights are shining on me like a rhinestone cowboy. It's Glenn Campbell. Glenn Campbell. Good guess, though. That was my second guess. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling, he's a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Lee does not pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking sports gambling, and he's our dude. So he's been very good. He was 3-2 this most recent week. He's 18-11 over the past 8 weeks. And you'll take that every day of the week. And well, Panthers lost today, Lee. Obviously, a bummer for hockey fans down here. Yeah. On the flip side, you got the Marlins at 6-1 right now, and they're in quarantine for over a week. And you and I had texted, you know, when they had come back that first game in Baltimore, because Crowder and I bet against the Marlins because we were so certain that they were going to get blown out. And they go on, they win 4-4 from Baltimore. Are you staggered by that?
Staggered would be an understatement.
Crazy.
I think I had both my legs taken out from under me. I didn't see it. The only reason I was thinking of wagering on the Orioles, and I felt the line should be like -140, -150. Yep. When I saw -115, I'm like, this is an absolute trap. It's a line that some people throw out there, but I just felt it was a trap line. And when you see a trap line, you can't fall for the trap. So
Crowder and I fell for the trap line. It was funny because I was texting with him the next day, Crowder. I didn't even tell you that. And he's like, you know, I was going to bet Baltimore too. And I saw the, because we bet it at -113. And and he's like, yeah, I saw it, -115. I'm like, that's a trap. And I'm like, yep, we got trapped.
Don't you see the traps, Hawk?
I don't see the traps.
you liked the line, didn't you?
I loved it. I thought, I couldn't believe that it was that low.
Right. So if it seems too good to be true in gambling, it probably is. So
then you get Marlins Mets tonight. This is just a more of a strategy, I guess, when it comes to gambling. Because I know, you know, if I play craps in Vegas, you never go in the middle of a roll, even if the roll is hot. I don't go in the middle of a roll because, A, you don't want to ice the roller, but also it's just this notion of you're coming in too late. Like, the money's already been made. You're coming in too late. Like, the Marlins, they've won four in a row. Do you bet the Marlins tonight? Or is that like walking up to a hot craps table and you just go, yeah, I missed the magic on this one?
Right. I think it's a game you can't touch. I don't think it's going to be a one-run game. I think the Marlins will either find a way to win again, or this could be the game that they lose like 12-1.
Right.
So,
cuz there's got to be one of those coming, right? I mean, they're not going to go 59-1.
I don't think they could go 10-1. I mean, right. This is a team that was sitting in their hotel rooms doing basically nothing for 8 or 9 days. And what they did, even if it was against the Orioles, which might be the second worst or the worst team in Major League Baseball, that with 18 new players, I think they should almost make a movie about the last 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been crazy. What about the NBA tonight? You like anything in the NBA tonight that you want to gift us with?
I haven't done well. I'm like 5-6 to start in the NBA, but I'm going to take a flyer on a game. I'm going to go with Toronto. They're 3-0 straight up and against the spread in the bubble. I'm not going to go against this team. A lot of people thought they were going to be in the middle of the pack after they lost Kawhi Leonard. Hasn't been the case. They really come together. They have talent. Obviously, we underrated the rest of their talent. And I think they have one of the best, maybe the best coaching staff in the NBA. And I think a lot of the Miami Heat coaching staff, I think what the Toronto coaches have done has been nothing short of magnificent. I'll take Toronto tonight, -2 against Boston.
I am with you. That Raptors team, I remember saying it before the season started, they are going to be a shell of what they were with Kawhi. That was my thought. They've been the biggest surprise to me in the NBA. You and I were texting yesterday. We're both huge Hurricane fans. Gregory Rousseau opted out from the Hurricanes. Dolphins put a whole bunch of players on the COVID-19 list, which doesn't mean that they have COVID. How is it going to be possible? Lee Sterling's a professional sports handicapper. How is it going to be possible to handicap a game this season? Football games, really, specifically, not knowing if players are going to be available game day due to COVID.
So that's going to make it more difficult. But here's something, and I think Chan might differ as far as his thoughts from me, but from handicapping for many, many years, the two most important positions, and this is, I think, going to shock some people. The first one is obviously the quarterback. But after that is defensive tackle. If a team has their defensive tackles, and this goes against, a lot of people might be thinking that Miami now is all of a sudden in trouble. I think defensive end is an important position, but it's not like quarterback or defensive tackle or left tackle on the offensive line. If you have two real good defensive tackles, you can neutralize the game. I'm sure Channing loved having some great defensive tackles in front of him. And I just find, look back when Miami was great. They had great defensive tackle play because you can stop the run and also get pressure on the quarterback. And even if you have great defensive ends, if you can't stop the run up the middle, you're in trouble.
Lee, it's crazy. I don't disagree with you. I wouldn't just say D tackles, though, but I'll go with you on trenches because it's one of the first things I look at. I look at the O-line and D-line when I'm watching the game because if you can't stop the run and run the ball, you're going to get your ass kicked. So, no, right, Lee, right. I'm not that far off with you, big dog. But I wouldn't ask you
about you loved having some big guys right in front of you make it so Keith, you could roam and make a lot of tackles, right?
Keith Traylor, Kevin Carter, Vonnie Holiday, Jason Ferguson. I know the D tackles before I know the cornerbacks I play with, bro. I'm not going to lie. Them are my big dudes that protected me. But, right. Lee, I got to ask you, man, because we're talking about this COVID adjustment.
Yep.
Through these COVID seasons, we'll call them, is the cream going to rise to the top on the handicappers as well? The good prognosticators?
So. I believe so because I put a value to every player. So a guy that losing Rousseau is big, but for instance, there's a player. There's it looks like potentially 5 players right now who will be first round draft picks have decided to opt out. And I'm going to give you a guy that the average person doesn't know, and he's not on a great team, but Rondale Moore, kid for Purdue, number four. He opted out. Here's a guy that plays running back, plays in the slots, returns punts and kickoffs. When he went out last year, I mean, they just couldn't compete. And I think he's, for instance, a bigger loss because the kid does everything. So I think it's bigger for Miami to get, you know, a big recruit like they did a couple days ago. And if they get him and they get they clean up on the Palmetto Five and get all those kids, I think it could bode really well for Miami. Because they'll have
Lee
those
Sterling.
Guys for 3 years, not 1 year like Rousseau was here.
Lee Sterling, he's a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. We got NBA and NHL and MLB this weekend, MLS, but let's do what we've been making money with, and that is UFC. Give us some winners, Lee.
Okay, we gave you the NBA game, Toronto, tonight. We're going to give you four underdogs in the UFC.
Whoa.
So I found four dogs. We're going to start off with the royal fighter, Ali Al-Khazi. Ali Al-Khazi, the royal fighter from Jordan, plus 150, fighting a guy, Irwin the Beast Rivera. Just think that Rivera is tough, but doesn't do anything really that well. So has trouble also with some guys with a little bit of length, and his opponent does tonight. So on Saturday night, we're going to go with the royal fighter there. Plus 150.
I love the fact that it's the first prelim on the card. Nothing makes me happier, man. I love that.
I'm going to give you what it might turn out to be the first three fights of the night.
I love
we've
it.
Done well.
And you always
fights.
Like, I don't know much about UFC, but I would always bet against a guy named Irwin.
Right.
Yeah.
Which one is he?
Irwin Rivera, isn't that who Ali Al-Khazi? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem tough. I mean, we have a couple. I think I have an Uncle Irwin, so, you know.
Yeah, every Jew has an Uncle Irwin. I've got one.
Right.
Yeah, guys.
So I'm going to give you more reason. Are you going to get back on the beach, take a stroll with your wife?
Of course. I got the beach stroll, okay. And I got the 7-Eleven Slurpee on the docket.
Okay, I mean, there might be some, not just some serious hand-holding. You might even have to float the arm around her. You might even maybe even a make-out kiss here if we hit all three of the first three.
Hawk ain't sweet, Lee. Hawk ain't sweet like that, Lee. We got to teach him.
No, okay, Hawk's been in there 23, 24, 25 years. Hawk's done.
Hey, you hit the first three. Anything can happen. Here
anything's
we go.
Possible.
Second selection. We're going to go with Justin Guitar Hero James. Now, the nickname isn't great. He's fighting Gavin, the Newfoundland Terror Tucker. But Gavin Tucker, I just don't think that this guy's impressive here. I don't think he's going to be in the UFC in a couple years. He's from Labrador, Canada. I can't think of any real tough fighters from that area here. We're going to go with Guitar Hero Justin James as our second selection. Now, here's a tough guy, third selection and the third fight of the night, Andrew El Dirty Sanchez. The guy is big. He is a middleweight that, I mean, when you see him against his opponent, he's just going to look much bigger than Wellington the Prodigy Thurman. He'll probably gain 20, 25 pounds after the weigh-in this morning here. He's a former NAI wrestling champ. He's 32 years old compared to 24-year-old Wellington Turman. Wellington Turman, he just doesn't do anything well enough. I don't think this guy's going to be around in a year or two in the UFC. Turman just doesn't have ways to submit guys in end matches here. So El Dirty's a better striker, better ground game, and we're going to take El Dirty to end this fight here.
Ooh, I like it.
Okay, right. And then the third fight, the fourth fight, and the last fight here is we're going to go with Omari Akhmedov. This is the co-main event versus Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman, I mean, this is a guy that in 2013, former middleweight champion, beat Anderson Silva twice. But since that time, since he defended his title three times, he is just 1-5. So just 1-5. Since his three title defenses here, I just think that his reflexes are shot. can't take a punch here, 36 years old, think he should retire. Chris, the All-American wide, and love the story, used to root for him all the time, but he's going down to Amari here, the Wolverine, Akhmedov.
All right, there you go. Four picks for UFC Fight Night tomorrow night from Lee Sterling. We got Ali Alkazi over Rivera. We've got Justin Jaynes over Tucker. We've got Andrew Sanchez over Terman. And we've got Omari Akhmedov over Weidman. So there you go. And the Raptors tonight, -2.
Yep.
So website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow Lee at Paramount Sports on Twitter as well.
All we need to do is win two of the four.
We make money.
We hit three and out
maybe,
of four.
And maybe I'll do a little four guy parlay here. I mean, if you go 4-0,
right.
I mean, I can take the wife out for a nice dinner.
Right.
All right.
Peck on the cheek also in the night.
Tiny little
four-way parlay there. All right, Lee Sterling. Thanks, Lee.
All right, thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend. All right, Lee Sterling, we're going to do more in the way of money because I'm going to put my own money up. We are going to open up the Hard Hawk Casino. I love that. It's a great listener suggestion. Yeah. Jen Figueroa, Alex Dono, Dan Day, Solana, me, Crowder, all going to give you some predictions for tomorrow with real money on the line. Take a quick break. We'll come back with that next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Have you had a perfect date in your life?
Yes.
What was it?
So I posted on my Instagram story one day that I missed kayaking, and then the guy I was dating at the time, he was like, what? Okay, Sunday, that's what we're going to be doing.
Do you think this actually happened, Solana?
No shot.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, let's open up the Hard Hawk Casino. Love this.
Loose, come on. Come on, dealers.
Hoping for some loose slots today. Crowder, me, Solana, we welcome in Dan Day and Jen Figueroa and Alex Dono. J-Fig, we haven't done movie reviews in a few days. J-Fig had a death in the family. Her grandfather died. So condolences on behalf of all of us and the listeners, of course. And next week we'll get back to some searing pain movie reviews, Figgy.
I appreciate that. Thank you guys so all much right. for reaching out.
Yes, she appreciates all the messages she's getting on social media, Instagram, JFig, radio, Twitter as well. Dono, you were on the Panthers pregame and postgame show today. Disappointing end to the season, huh?
That was some searing pain. I mean, I don't know. I guess
no,
I was just hoping.
Searing pain.
Absolutely. I was hoping for
maybe a little bit more like desperation, you know, maybe go a little more balls to the wall. And I was thinking about this earlier. Crowder may have been spot on when he said the other day that they should have pulled the goalie from the first period. Like that might have been
so
the
much.
Strategy they should have gone with.
This dude says thank you so much.
Well, Dono, you have my number, Dono. We text all the time. So if you could slide that to Coach Q, let him know I can be his insider
yes.
if he needs some help.
Let him know.
I'll pass
man.
It along.
Solana was saying to us, I don't know if you heard him say it, but Solana, the last time the Panthers won a playoff series, Solana was 2 years old. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Wow.
It's year after year. And again, this year's unlike any other, and I understand it. But it wasn't shaping up to be a spectacular season anyway, let's be honest.
No, I was just hoping that, you know, all the disappointments of the regular season, including, you know, Bobrovsky not having a great year despite the big contract, I just thought you could make a playoff run and kind of erase all of that negativity. Instead, we're still swimming in it.
People texting in, they love the Hard Hawk Casino idea, and they want T-shirts. All right, I'm on it. I'm going to get my kid on it. I'm going to get my kid on it. Got triplegoats.com. That's a great shirt right there. That was a listener suggestion, by the way, since I put my own money up here. Call it the Hard Hawk Casino. I talked with Figgy there and with Dono there. Dan Day, you have anything to promote?
Life.
All right, life, everybody. Dan Day will be appearing in life this weekend. He is a wise man. All right, so here's what we do. I give two games to everyone here on the show. I'm going to give them the Marlins-Mets game tonight. And things could change, Solana, right? But we do believe Sandy Alcantara is pitching for the Marlins.
Yeah, Sandy Alcantara, whatever, is pitching for the
Alcantara.
Marlins tonight. Yeah.
He prefers that it's pronounced Alcantara.
Yeah.
For real?
He does.
Yeah. Yeah. It's spelled Alcantara, but he prefer, and it's like the whole Tua Tagovailoa thing where people go, why are you putting an N in there? There's no N in Tagovailoa, but that's the way he says it's pronounced. So I do say Sandy Alcantara only because that's the way he wants it. So you have Marlins and Mets tonight. And that's in New York. And then you've got, and the Mets are a big favorite tonight. They're minus 170. But we're not using odds or lines. And then we've got the Heat game tomorrow, Heat and Suns. I have not seen a line on that. There is no line on that yet, Solana, is there?
No, I have not seen one.
All right. So here's what these guys have to do. They have to pick the Marlins or Mets tonight. No lines, no odds. Just who's going to straight up win. And then they pick straight up, no odds, no lines, Heat and Suns tomorrow. Who's going to win? And then they give me a total, the total points scored in the Heat-Suns game. So if you think it's going to end 102 to 100, your total is 202. If you get the if you get both games right, listen to me, Fig, if you get both games right and your total is within 10 points, either way, high or low, I will personally give you $100. Y'all get it right, I'll give out, how many people are here? Four or five? I'll give out $500. There's money on the line at the Hard Rock Casino. Do we have a sound for that, Solana?
Famous, everybody's famous.
That's got to be what we do. It's got to be the Man in Hollywood song. Do you even have that, Solana?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we'll find that. That is
There's a Hard Rock Casino. It's going to play that.
That's going to be playing every hour.
I want a Crowder remix.
Crowder remix of Famous. Man, I got stories to tell you. What a time we had. All right, so here we go. Your chance to win money. And even, you know, Figgy was taking this week off for, you know, bereavement and honoring the memory of her grandfather, but then she was like, well, you know, not Friday because there's money on the table. And I said, all right, bring it on.
I just missed you guys so much.
Bring it on Friday. All right, I'll start with you, Crowder. Crowder, Mets and Marlins tonight. Who's your winner?
I got an ugly weekend for us down here, yo. I got the Mets winning tonight. I have the Suns winning Saturday because Butler's out and Dragic is questionable.
Questionable.
And I have the total being 222.
222. All right, Dono, who do you like? You got Marlins and Mets tonight.
Oh, absolutely, the Marlins. I mean, I got to ride with the hot hand.
The hot hand.
I know you don't ask for it, but I'm going to go 4-1 Marlins. 4-1
Marlins
win.
Doing this again.
No one cares what you think the final score is going to be. What about the Heat-Suns game tomorrow?
Going Heat, baby.
Right, Heat, I'm Marlins and Heat.
213 will be my overall final score. 213
as the total. Solana, Marlins or Mets tonight?
I got the Marlins. Michael Wacha's pitching for the Mets. He struggled against the Braves. 6 is his ERA right now. I got the Marlins tonight.
Score?
Looking at the box score, huh? You're just looking at any stat you can pull out. And what do you got for Heat and Suns tomorrow? Do I need to even ask you?
The Suns have won 4 in a row. They're the hottest team in the bubble. You know what's coming to them.
Culture!
Dono, you went 213.
213.
Oh, I got 212.
Okay, and there's
Price
no
is right.
But it doesn't make sense. There's no need to. Everyone can win. You don't end on Price is Right. You don't go $1 under. You go $1 over.
I don't know. He's got me second guessing my 213.
Right,
now,
so
can I go
Solana?
211?
Now Solana and Dono have got me nervous here because if the Marlins and Heat win, they're both in contention for the $100. I could be taking a nice hit here. The Hard Rock Casino might have a rough weekend based on Dono and Solana. Let's go to Jen Figueroa. Jen, Marlins or Mets tonight?
I'm going to say Marlins. They've been on fire.
They have been on fire, no question. What do you have the score being? Nah, I'm just teasing. Heat and Suns tomorrow, Jen.
I'm going to say Miami. Fire up that culture.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble here. All right, what's your total?
I'm going to say 225.
225. All right, I might be out of the danger zone there. I don't think I'd have to pay 3. All right. Oh, no, actually, I would. If the total was like 215, 260, oh, boy, I could be out a lot of money this weekend. I have got to root for the Mets. I got to root.
This is what you got yourself into.
I know. I'm Channing Crowder insured. That's who's backing up my all my debts.
I got you, bro.
Dan Day, who do you like tonight, Marlins or Mets?
Well, first things first, Hawk. Tomorrow might be a rough one for you, but how are you doing today?
All right. I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
Seems like everybody's just jumping on and wanting to talk. I want to know how you're doing. That's why.
That's really nice. Nobody ever asks how I'm doing. I appreciate it, Dan.
I ask you all the time.
Dan and I are kindred spirits. We really are, man.
True. True story.
Dan.
I'm just walking on sunshine, guys. I'm walking on sunshine. Really?
Absolutely. Has he given his picks? I lost track.
No.
I don't think so. All y'all were loving on each other for 10 minutes.
Marlins or Mets?
I've got the Marlins.
I've upgraded him, by the way, to the big suite at the Hard Hawk Casino, just so you know. Sweet talk me at the front desk.
All I can
right, just stay for tonight.
Marlins or Mets?
I got the Marlins.
All right. And what about tomorrow, Heat and Suns?
I have the Heat beating the Suns, but my over-under is going to be 250.
250, high-scoring game. Explosion. There. All right. Well, I am in serious trouble if the Marlins and Heat win, because four out of you five have the Marlins and Heat winning. So I'm going to have to root against one of those teams. And really, I'm rooting against the Marlins tonight so I can sleep. Because I could be out $400 the next day if it doesn't work. Now, I'll give you my picks just so we can track them and play along. I am going to go with the Mets tonight. As much as I love what the Marlins are doing, that's going to be really hard to do. I'm going to go with the Suns on Saturday, and I'm going to give you a final score of 211. All right, there you go. That is the Hard Hawk Casino. It is open and ready for business. All right, Figgy, go take care of your family, all right?
Always do.
All right, we'll get back to some searing pain movie reviews next week, all right, Jay Fig?
I got you guys. I'm coming strong.
All right, coming strong, and there you go, the Hard Hawk Casino. Let's take a break. 4 o'clock hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, if you're listening to us, that means you stuck with us on 560 WQAM. And if you went and listened to the Heat pregame on 790 The Ticket, F you.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.